Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of Logan's Devotions. It's great to be together. Wonderful to open up God's Word for another day and see what He has to say. We're turning through to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, but before I read that section, let us come before God in a time of prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for your word, and we do just simply ask that you would speak to us through it, that you would edify us, that we might grow in the likeness of Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, looking at the first 7 verses today. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith, so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. We live at a time where your production is the most important thing, what you produce. Your results are the most important thing. We see this everywhere. We see it when we deal with social workers. I know this from personal experience. They have KPIs that they have to meet, that is like performance indicators. We see this in jobs, whether it's from sales to whatever function you find yourself fulfilling in work, there are performance indicators to ensure that you're performing in the way that you're meant to. And it's all about results. And unfortunately, this way of thinking can creep into the church so that the way we decide whether a person is adequately performing their function is based off some form of KPI. It's all about whether an individual performs in a specific way. And what that promotes is a type of mechanical thinking that approaches church life in a way that suggests that we are succeeding if we have certain type of personnel. So we need a preacher that can preach with a certain performance. We need greeters that are able to greet in a specific way. And whatever particular ministry we're thinking about, we can fall into this trap of thinking of it results. And that's because we're tempted to be driven by pragmatism. And pragmatism only cares about results. And whatever nets the best results is the best thing to have. Paul goes straight back against that with this section here. I'm very confident that as Paul sat down to write to the Corinthians, a church riddled with problems, and to address a church which is dysfunctional in many ways, he wasn't thinking, you know, it would be really helpful if I wrote a cute poem about love so that people can stick it on their fridges, in their bookmarks, and use it in Hallmark cards. That's not what Paul was thinking. This section here is a rebuke upon the Corinthians. Yes, even that second section describing love. As the Corinthians read verse 4 to 7, they would have thought, or should have thought, I don't have any of that. You see, because the Corinthians were not being patient. They were not being kind. They were being envious and boasting. They were being arrogant, etc. You see, the problem deep down, the root problem in the Corinthians, and the root problem, sadly, in many of us and in many of our churches, is that we lack love. And Paul drives this home by pointing out to a few things that we would consider to be fantastic to have. I mean, wouldn't it be amazing if you had a preacher who had the tongues of men and of angels? Wouldn't that be great? If you had a preacher that could preach in every language, or be understood in every language, who could utter the mysteries of heaven from his mouth. Or if you had a preacher that could have the prophetic powers and understanding of all mysteries and all knowledge and be able to communicate that to you. Wouldn't that be incredible? Or to have a person in your church that had the faith to move mountains. Or the courage of individuals in your church to be able to sacrifice their bodies to the flame for the sake of Christ. That would be amazing, right? Yet Paul picks on all of these things that we would consider to be amazing and says they are hollow, meaningless, nothing, and empty without love. Why? That goes against everything our culture and society suggests, right? I mean, let me illustrate this for you in our society. We had a prime minister in our country quite a long time ago who forged a piece of artwork. Okay? Forged a piece of artwork. Straight up forgery. It was found out. It was acknowledged. And our nation voted this prime minister in again for a second term. Seems strange to you? Seems strange to me. But that's because we're results oriented. It doesn't really matter whether our prime minister has good character or loves the people as long as they get the results I want. And we can fall into the trap of thinking that way when it comes to church life. We can begin to think it doesn't really matter if our elders, pastors, church members love us as long as they perform the way we think they should or the way we want. Paul says, you can have the best preacher in the world. You can have the ability to be the best preacher in the world. But if you have not love, it counts for nothing. Why is that? Why is love so imperative in the ministry and church life? Well, the reason is it comes down to the heart, the motive, the justification for why we do what we do. You see, if I do my performance of greeting in an outstanding way, yet I don't love the people, then I am serving myself. I'm not serving God, and I'm not serving the people around me. If I preach the greatest sermons that have ever been preached before, yet I don't love the people, then I'm doing it in self-service, self-glorification, and not for the glory of God and the building up of the people of God. You see, this whole series of chapters is all about the edification, the building up of the body of Christ. And if we are not acting in love, we are not aiming at that. But worse than that, if we do not act in love, we are not reflecting Christ. You see, the reason we act the way we do in the church is not just because it's the best way to do it or it's going to net results, but because we're seeking to be image bearers of Christ who reflect Christ to one another. And if I don't serve my brother or sister in love, what I'm saying is, I am not willing to serve Christ in love. I'm only willing to serve Christ in order to net results. And that's hypocrisy, right? That's godlessness. That's idolatry. God is a God of love. His character is a loving character. And so he functions in that way. And so ought we. You see, at the end of the day, we can get derailed off this so quickly. I can go up and visit the dear old saint that's in hospital right now. But I can do it in such a way that in God's perspective, it's meaningless. Or you can serve coffee and tea. But do it in such a way that it has no bearing upon the kingdom of God. The great undergirding factor must be love. Love for God and love for one another. And tomorrow we'll dig into what love looks like in that second section. But let us ensure that whether we're a preacher, whether we're an elder, whether we're a deacon or a member, that each one of us uses what God has given us in love. Not a feeling, but as we'll see tomorrow, an action. Yes, that's a hard calling, but it's one so gloriously worth fulfilling. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your word, and we just pray that you would give us wisdom and understanding and help us to do all that we do in love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks very much. I'll see you back here tomorrow afternoon.